Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, December the 4th, 2011. This is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor to fight every day to climb up out of the mind of Satan, the mind of the Illuminati Masonic Order. We want to climb up out of the mind of warfare, bloodshed, destruction of the human family. We want to climb up out of the mind that would cause us to hate our sister and brother and be maneuvered into supporting the death of our sister and our brother. We want to climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of Mahdi, the mind of Muhammad, the mind of Krishna, the mind of Buddha. We want to climb up into the mind of the Most High, Yahweh, or whatever name you use for Yahweh, the Most High. We want to climb up into the mind of Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. As we do so, we will look at our sister and brother as our sister and brother. We will look at the oppressed international and see that we must unite and unify with the oppressed international. We will see that the fight is not between black and white and brown and red and yellow. It is not between Christian and Muslim and Jew and Hebrew and Hindu and Buddhist and communist and socialist and so on and so forth. It is not a fight between Church of God in Christ and Baptist and Methodist and Episcopalian. The fight is not between ethnicities. The fight is a fight between the oppressed against the oppressor. And as we see all of these truths, we will break down all of the artificial barriers that separate us. All of those artificial barriers of race and class and ethnicity, religion, denomination, ideology, philosophy. We will break down those barriers and we will come together and organize together for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. We are ready, willing and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution, an organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice, she is yet my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website and this program. I am ever thankful unto that beautiful sister. And I pray that the Most High continues to bless her, her children, and her family. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. yahlove@comcast.net. Now let us pause and give thanks and praises unto a father and unto a mother, In the name of Yahshua Christus, Heliai, Selassie, Jah, Rastafari, Jesus Christ, Nunium. In these your last days of judgment in Babylon, we give praises unto the Most High Father, the Almighty Creator. Now, in the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Ab, or you hear Abba, and we say sometimes Abba Father. Putting that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Abba for the Almighty Father. In Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attribute of begetting, that is the Almighty Father. In the African Hebrew language, that same Almighty Father, as we have said, is Yahweh, Yahweh Abba, Yahweh Ab. But in the African Arabic language, that same Almighty Father is Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, that same Almighty Father is Amen. And Amen means the hidden and unseen Father. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, that same Almighty Father was known as the Great and the Grand Father. And so we also give praises to our wonderful, beautiful, precious Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Now, sisters and brothers, in the African Hebrew language, the word for mother is Aim. So putting that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Aim for the Almighty Mother. For in that same chapter 11, book of Numbers, Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attribute of conceiving. That is the mother. Now, Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom, chokma, you may find it in the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word chokma is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine and wisdom is the title for Mother Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Numbers chapter 11, Yahweh conceives and Yahweh begets father and mother. So now, Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother as well. Mother of creation, mother of universe, mother of sun, moon, stars, planets, mother of the human family, as the Almighty Father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, her name and title, Mother Holy Spirit, are Ruach HaKadosh. Now that word Ruach is the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language, found on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word Ruach is feminine because Holy Spirit is feminine. She's our mother. In the African Arabic language, her name is Illa. That's the name of Mother Holy Spirit in Islam, in the Arabic language. Now, our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, when they open up a prayer or open up a speech, open up a gathering in the mosque or wherever they may be, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Normally that is translated in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. But we know that Illah, Bismillah, B-I-S-M-I-L-L-A-H, Bismillah, B-I-S-M-Illah, Bismillah, Illah is the mother and Beneficent and Merciful, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Those two words are rooted in the Arabic word for the womb, W-O-M-B. The mother is the one with the womb. So, properly understood, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim means, in the name of our mother, Illa, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, that same Mother Holy Spirit known as the Great and the Grand Mother. So I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African Black Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, But Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So, I and I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as Jesus Christ, new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon, the United States of North America Empire, Israel and Europe, Britain, Babylon. That mystery Babylon you read of, we read of in the book of Revelation, is no longer a mystery when we understand prophecy. This is to teach us, all of this is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within your, my, our personalities, making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in Babylon, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that Christ would come, Christ would return in the last days, in those sisters and brothers that would rise up and challenge the system, those sisters and brothers who would take on the mantle of revolution, take on the mind of Christ, take on the mind of Yahweh, take on the mind of Muhammad and Moses and Mahdi, take on the mind of Buddha and Krishna, which is that mind of Christ, which is the mind to deliver the oppressed from the hands of the wicked ruling class and ruling family oppressors. This is that day, because the ruling class teaches us that we are not divine, that we are not worthy. But I and I know that you and me are the I and I in Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I. All of I and I are divine manifestations of divinity, living in this divine creation, in this divine universe, under this divine Milky Way, on this divine planet that we call Earth, in this divine physical house that we call our physical bodies. The first I refers to the original self, your original created self, united with the Most High Father, Creator, and Most High Mother, Holy Spirit, Creatress, also united with the human family and united with the whole of creation. The second I refers to the human family outside of yourself, united with all of the same. So, I and I are that I and I in this time that would rise up with the mind of Christ to stand up and fight this wicked, no good, rotten Babylon system. This is the day of the return of Christ within I and I. This is the day of the return of Yahshua within I and I. Look all over the earth. Look at sisters and brothers in Africa, in Asia, in Central and South America, in Mexico, in the Isles of the Pacific, in the Caribbean. Look at sisters and brothers all over the earth that are rising up to challenge this system. That is Christ in our midst. Those sisters and brothers in Libya that stood up and said no to NATO. Many of them died. Many of them persecuted. Many of them, a lot of them, most of them black. Black Africans, black Libyans, they stood up and said no to NATO, no to Al-Qaeda. And they are remembered now by we who are revolutionaries. That was divine. That was Christ in their person rising up against the modern-day mystery Babylon. Look at the sisters and brothers in Egypt who are not satisfied with the military taking over Egypt, claiming to take it over for the people, but the people understand that the military taking over Egypt after the ousting of Mubarak only are bowing to the same forces that Mubarak bowed to. Who did Mubarak bow to? Bow to the United States of North America, bow to Britain, bow to Israel, bow to this modern day Babylon Empire, where the sisters and brothers in Egypt are dissatisfied. And so you see them rebelling once again. That is Christ. When you look in Britain and you see the sisters and brothers go on general strikes, protesting the system, in spirit uniting with the sisters and brothers in Egypt. That is Christ. When you look in the Congo, and when you look at the elections that occurred within the last week or so, today's recording date, Sunday, December the 4th, 2011. So just recently, there were elections. And there were sisters and brothers rising up, protesting against Joseph Kabila, because Joseph Kabila is nothing but a puppet of America and Israel and Britain. And 6 million or more within the last 10 years have been slaughtered in the Congo. So you and I can go to the store and buy a computer, a cell phone, a TV. Well, some of the sisters and brothers in the Congo rising up, putting up resistance to this wickedness. Some of them have been slaughtered by Joseph Kabila and Paul Kagame of Rwanda, and probably Yoweri Museveni of Uganda, because these puppets are doing the work of the puppeteer, and the puppeteer, the Rothschild, the Oppenheimers. And so we see Christ rising up, even in the United States of North America. The Occupy movement has the spirit of Christ. It is not perfect. But that is why you and I, who have the revolutionary mind, must come together and join the movement. Because the CIA has infiltrated the movement. The FBI has infiltrated the Occupy movement. So you and I, who understand revolution and understand organization and understand prophecy, we must join the Occupy movement and lend our voices and our knowledge and wisdom and overstanding to the struggle. And so we give thanks for such understanding. We're going to move right into Revelation. We are yet in the... Now, we did a special Sunday school sessions. I'm going to do a Sunday school lesson or two at the end of this session today, but we're going to go back into the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 2. The church that we were dealing with is the church of Pergamos, I believe. Pergamos is the elevated church. That church that was elevated to fight revolution with the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. That church, Pergamos, was raised and elevated to fight Caesar. That's what Pergamos means in the Greek language. And so Paul, having set up these churches, and John now writing seven letters to these seven churches, trying to give encouragement to the Christian believers. And the Christian believers were original African Hebrew Israelites. And the African Hebrew Israelites took the revolutionary message of Christ all over that so-called Middle East area into Rome. And so these churches are set up to fight Caesar, fight Rome, fight the Roman Empire with the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. The Pergamos church and the other churches set up to raise up sisters and brothers that would defend the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. The law of God in Deuteronomy and Leviticus and Jeremiah and the prophets and elsewhere, slavery is forbidden. Exploitation is forbidden. Debt slavery, usury, interest, exorbitant interest is forbidden. If your sister or brother is in slavery and enslaved, you must do all you can to free up your sister and brother. And so this is what the church was doing. The church was actually, I was reading a book, The People's History of Christianity, edited by Richard Horsley and various other editors. And within that book, I learned that the original church actually purchased the freedom of slaves from the Roman Empire. They were doing all that they can, that they could, to free sisters and brothers from the grip of slavery imposed on them by Rome, by Caesar. So today, sisters and brothers, and let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, This is the Mind of God program. Thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date is Sunday, December the 4th, 2011. So today, sisters and brothers, we see that the whole of the oppressed, black, brown, red, yellow, and poor white, are enslaved to this wicked economic system implemented and imposed on us by the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the ruling class and ruling families, the Wall Street oligarchs, corporate elite plutocrats. So we who are revolutionaries, I don't care what your philosophy, socialism, communism, I care not your religion, Christianity, Hebrew, Jew, I care not your ethnicity, I care not your race, we who understand this reality, we are called to work together and do all that we can to free up the oppressed, free ourselves from oppression. That is our calling. We are Pergamos. We are elevated to carry out such a mission, such a work. And so this portion of scripture, chapter 2, verse 7, verse 16, we talked some time ago that through John dictating from Jesus, we need to repent for participating in this wicked system. We need to repent for taking on the attitude of the oppressor against our sister and brother. We just have come through Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving originally was celebrated in the United States of North America to celebrate the destruction of the Native American peoples, the indigenous peoples of North America. That first, just Google it on the internet, that first Thanksgiving was called by the mayor of the town, something to the effect of the mayor of the town. He called this meeting together of his European people, and they gave thanks to God because in their minds, God gave them the power to slaughter Native Americans. And so here we go, participating in America's holidays, and do not give thought as to the origins of it. Well, that's the origins of it, and it is the intent of those who run America to maneuver us through such sleight of hand into giving thanks for the destruction of the indigenous people. Well, we need to repent. We need to repent of such thought process. We came through what they call Black Friday, and we saw on television many people running over each other, stepping on each other, leaving people who had passed out for dead because we wanted to get to the next Xbox, the next video game, the next little plaything we could play with our hands, the next TV, the next sale. I heard one lady sprayed mace on sisters and brothers who were in her way when she wanted to go to the front of the line. Well, didn't the police spray mace on the Occupy movement, sisters and brothers? So you see how we, through these holidays, have been manipulated and maneuvered into supporting the destruction of our sisters and brothers. We have taken on the mentality of the oppressor, and we must repent. Jesus, justice, is telling us we must repent. Not to mention that these gadgets are created off the death and destruction of our sisters and brothers in the so-called third world, Africa, Asia, Central and South America, Mexico, the Isles of the Pacific, and the Caribbean. So, sisters and brothers, we must repent. Moving to verse 17, chapter 2. Jesus, through John, says, "He that hath an ear to hear," "he that hath an ear, let him hear." "What the Spirit saith unto the churches, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it." Now, sisters and brothers, Jesus is talking through John, and the subject matter in this verse is Mama Holy Spirit. Now, Mama Holy Spirit is speaking through Jesus, through Yahshua, and through John. Mama Holy Spirit is giving us direction. Mama Holy Spirit is standing up to tell us, the church, and by the church I mean the revolutionaries who are out in the world fighting this wicked Babylon system. That's what the church is for. Mama Holy Spirit is going to give us direction. Mama Holy Spirit is going to tell us what she is going to do. Now, we have been saying all along that Spirit is feminine in the Hebrew. Now, when you get to the Greek language, Mama Holy Spirit was neutered and referred to as an it. When you get to the Latin language, she's transgendered into a male. And so now you have Jesus, the Father, and some other dude called the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is our mother. Holy Spirit is our mother. If you have a father and a son, you got to have a mother. And African Hebrew sisters and brothers knew Holy Spirit, the mother. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attributes of both begetting and conceiving. Father begets, mother conceives. In Yahweh is father and mother. And the mother in the Holy in Yahweh is Mama Holy Spirit. So Mama Holy Spirit is going to tell us what she's going to do. Now, what's Mama Holy Spirit going to do? She says, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. Now, let's pause on that phrase. Now, Mama Holy Spirit is talking. She says that she will give to eat. Now, she's talking through Christ. She's talking through Yahshua. But let me hit this word give. See, Mama Holy Spirit is a giver. She says that she will give. 1325 on the Greek side, because we know that the New Testament, although the African Hebrew Israelite sisters and brothers spoke Hebrew and Aramaic to themselves, to each other, they didn't speak Greek, but their works, Jesus' works, the disciples' works, the apostles' works, were translated into the Greek language so that the Greeks and the Romans would cease to destroy the human family to continue to thieve and steal land, wealth, and resources. So, in the Greek language, the word to give here is didomi, didomi, and it means to give, to give something to someone, to give of one's own accord, to give something to his advantage. This is what Mother Holy Spirit is going to do. She's going to give, and what she will give us will be to our advantage. This is so wonderful. She is going to bestow a gift, to grant something, to give to one asking. So you see, the people are asking for something. The people need to be granted something, to let have, to supply, to furnish necessary things. The people are in need. We know what the story is, sisters and brothers. The people are in need of freedom, justice, and equality. The people are in need of being restored to power, to rule their own lives, and to it be empowered to destroy the empire through teaching of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Now, Mama Holy Spirit, the giver, she's the giver. She wants to give us something that we need. And she's speaking through Christ, through Yahshua. Now, Jesus, Yahshua, means liberty, deliverance, health, and wealth. Also, the vengeance of our God on the wicked ruling class and ruling family oppressors. Christ means the Spirit to deliver the oppressed from the anointing and the Spirit and the power to deliver the oppressed from and out of the hands of the wicked ruling class and ruling family oppressors. That's who Mama Holy Spirit is speaking through. And John, the beloved one, is taking the dictation. John means, in the Hebrew, is Johann or Johannes. And it, I believe it means the beloved one. So we want to be beloved. Take dictation from Yahshua and hear from Mama Holy Spirit. And remember, Mama Holy Spirit in the African Arabic language is Ilah. She's the beneficent and the merciful, Rahman the Rahim. She's the one through whom, she is the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Mama Holy Spirit is so wonderful when we understand who she is. Now, remember, she's speaking through Christ. And remember that every African Hebrew Israelite king was anointed Christ, anointed Messiah. And having been anointed such, every African Hebrew Israelite nation, following the dictates of Mama Holy Spirit, because the oil that ran on the foreheads and ran down the head and hair of the king, that oil represented Mama Holy Spirit. And that African Hebrew Israelite nation, Israelite king, having been anointed or Christed or Messiah, pledged to deliver the oppressed. So here we are. We have that anointing. The sisters and brothers all over the earth rising up have that anointing. We who have the knowledge and wisdom, let us join on with those sisters and brothers who also have equal knowledge and equal wisdom. And together with that anointing, with that power from Mama Holy Spirit, and with the knowledge of the Most High Father, and taking the dictates of Yahshua, Yahshua Mashiach, that revolutionary, we will be able to deliver the oppressed. Now, Mama Holy Spirit, she's going to give. What is Mama Holy Spirit going to give? She says, to him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the hidden manna. Let me hit that word overcometh. I may repeat it again, but 3528 is the word overcometh. And I may repeat myself, but it's okay. That word overcometh, Nikaio, okay, Greek word, 3528, Greek side, Hebrew Greek dictionary, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It means to conquer, to carry off the victory, to come off victorious. Victorious over your foes of Christ, the victory of Christ, to conquer. Christians that hold fast their faith, even unto death against the power of their foes and temptations and persecutions. So revolutionaries, sisters and brothers rising up in the Occupy movement, sisters and brothers all over the earth rising up to challenge this system, taking a cue from our ancestors. Remember the woman's suffrage movement in the United States of North America and the world. Remember the human rights and civil rights movement. Remember the union and workers movements. Remember the abolitionist movement. Remember all of those names. Too many names to name, but I'm going to name a few anyway. Dr. King, Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, Marcus Garvey, Noble Drew Ali, Ella Baker, Fannie Lou Hamer, Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, all these wonderful sisters and brothers, they overcame. They are the overcomers. They are our teachers. And if we're going to overcome, we must study them. So we that overcome, we are going to be given to eat of the hidden manna. This word eat. Let me hit this word eat right quick. 5315 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Estheo, to eat, to consume, to take food, to eat a meal, metaphorically to devour, to consume. Now, sisters and brothers, Mama Holy Spirit is going to give us to eat. Mama Holy Spirit, through Yahshua, Mashiach, will give us to eat through justice, through deliverance, through reacquiring our health and our wealth. Mama Holy Spirit will give us to eat through the implementation of Yahshua in our lives, through Mashiach, through Messiah, through Christ, through that spirit, through that anointing to rise up and deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. Mama Holy Spirit is going to give us to eat through those actions. It's not enough to speak and to talk and to say we believe, but we must come together and act on the principles of justice. Act upon the principles of freedom, justice, and equality. Act upon the mentality and the spirit and the anointing to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. Only through Yahshua. Yahshua must be our Lord and our Savior, our God in the flesh. But what does that mean? Metaphorically, it means deliverance from the oppressor. It means justice from the to be justified and given justice and the doing away with the oppressor. The health. I'm going through the definitions of Yahshua. Health. You see, we're unhealthy because of this wicked system. Because of the Oppenheimers and the Rothschilds have given us a wicked economic system that is constructed by the robbing and the theft of our health and our wealth. So Yahshua gives us our health back, our wealth back, because we are now acting upon justice and deliverance and liberty. And so Mama Holy Spirit is going to feed us and give us to eat through Yahshua, through Messiah. You see, look around the world. They say there's not enough food in the world. But we know that this earth is able to sustain every life, every child born. This earth is also our mother, Mama Earth, the indigenous people say, and African people say, and Mother Earth, and Sky Father. The rain comes from the sky like the germ of life that we call sperm, goes into the earth, fertilizes the earth, and out of the earth grows everything that we need to sustain ourselves, whether food, whether clothing, whether shelter. It's enough in the world that there needs to be no poverty, no impoverishment. The resources in the earth are so that we will not have to live impoverished. Look in Somalia. Look in Ethiopia. Look in third world nations. Look in the ghettos and barrios of Australia, New Zealand, North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. Look all over the earth. They claim that they don't have any solution to the poverty. They claim that we have to continue to follow in this system. They claim we have to just trust in the capitalist system. The capitalist system, as implemented by those in power, is parasitic and privatized. Because all of the resources have been put into the private hands of those in power. Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, etc. But Yahshua is saying that Mama Holy Spirit wants us to eat. Mama Holy Spirit is going to give us to eat of the hidden manna. The hidden manna. What is this hidden manna? Let's hit this word hidden. H-I-D-D-E-N 2928. It means to hide, to conceal, to be hid, to escape notice. Metaphorically, to conceal that it may not be known. So something that Mama Holy Spirit is going to give us to eat has been hidden, has been concealed. It has escaped our notice. And we have not known that which Mother Holy Spirit is going to give us to eat. Now, what's this word manna? This word manna, M-A-N-N-A, 3131 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. This word manna, it means, what is it? Because we've never seen it before. But it also means the food that nourished the Israelites for 40 years in the wilderness. This manna was kept in the Ark of the Covenant. This manna symbolically represented the heavenly, was kept in the heavenly temple for the food of angels and the blessed. Now let's see what we can understand. But we're going to have to see that after we take this break. And I will see you on the other side of the break.